Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts. Every breath you take, every notch you make,
every bond you break, I'll be watching. So every parent asks their child after school, what'd you do today, honey?
I don't know, is usually the answer, or nothing.
Can computers and sensors collaborating in interesting ways with kids help them to give more tangible answers to that question from parents? It's kind of the goal of a new project being pioneered in Snohomish County, Washington, where the parents of 7,000 kids have agreed to let their children be part of a district-wide attempt to use data tracking to follow physical activity and energy consumption to give kids the incentive to do more physically in school.
They seem really excited to be more active. One kid came to me today and said, I did 75 sit-ups. And another student was telling me how his parents and the three of them went out bike riding this weekend. And so I think sometimes the kids are pushing the parents to go do more activities. So it's nice to see that they're motivated.
That's transformational. Jan Anderson there, a fitness instructor at View Ridge Elementary School in Snohomish County, who says that these get-up-and-go wristbands with accelerometers accumulate points when wearers move. More movement, more points translate into rewards, presumably not gift certificates for free milkshakes and burritos. Local officials hope the ultimate reward is healthier habits and behaviors. Dr. Gary Goldbaum is a health officer and director for the Snohomish Health District. Gary, welcome to the program.
Hello.
So, doctor, is this working? Is this intrusive? Is it fun?
Well, it looks like it's a lot of fun. We've had feedback from parents, teachers, the students themselves. They're really excited about it. We don't know yet how effective it's going to be. This is a year-long project, and hopefully it'll evolve into a project that goes on much longer. But it's going to take a while for us to know how effective it really is. At the moment, it looks like it's really working, though.
And from a parent's perspective, I mean, if I ask my child, what'd you do in school today, I can actually just go over to the computer and look at a bar chart that just shows how much activity?
Yes, the students, parents, the teachers, everyone who has permissions can look at the data from an individual student. Mostly this is really intended to give that immediate feedback to the students themselves so they can look on the online and see how they're doing. They can compare themselves to other students, to their friends. And in so doing, they really have a motivation to try and do a little bit more. It's a whole lot more fun to see what you're doing when it displays on the screen than to see what, an actor is doing on the screen.
Well, with the problem of obesity in the United States, this is an obvious application for schools. We were talking about whether we would want to do something like this at our own workplace and concluded that it would just be a lot of flat lines around this radio station at WNYC in New York. Ben Waber is CEO of Sociometric Solutions, author of People Analytics, How Social Sensing Technology Will Transform Business. Ben, listening to what they're doing in Snohomish County, I mean, this is a real machine-human collaboration that's designed to change behavior. Is this something that you would expect to see in Snohomish County?
I don't know if expect is the right word. I'm certainly encouraged that this is happening. I think what's really interesting is that we've seen in just out in the world, whether it's with Fitbit or other devices that that adults have been using. That there's certainly been a lot of uptake in popular culture on using these devices. What's interesting, though, is that typically after about 4 weeks, people stop using these sensors. And so what's really interesting is the idea of a school using them, because potentially, essentially, the social environment of a school will either help reinforce the use of this technology and help, reinforce all these behaviors, or you could see the same things and that people could stop using them after a period of time.
On the expectation question, though, if people are using sensors, we would expect that it would change their behavior if they do it long enough and not lapse, like you say people mostly do after 4 weeks?
Well, so what you'll see is that, I mean, initially, and what we've seen with sensor data that collected in the workplace and at other locations, the first 2 days people wear the sensors are significantly different than pretty much every other day they wear the sensors. Over time, though, especially as you give feedback, there is change. that change will be pretty drastic at the beginning and then essentially level off, and you might get incremental improvement. And I think the challenge with any platform is to keep people engaged, to keep kids interested, keep adults interested, so that you can keep getting that behavior change.
All right. So, Dr. Gary Goldbaum, how do you do that? How do you sort of boost the incentive structure of these sensors and their data and keep people in the game?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, this really isn't about the technology. It really is about the social engagement, so that the kids, the schools, the parents, everybody is feeling like they have an investment in this. It's not quite like the individual adult who takes one of these devices, puts it on, and needs to just get the feedback just to him or herself. This is really about now an entire community owning this. And it's being supported in a lot of external ways. So, you know, the adult who puts on that device, maybe they want to lose weight, they want to change their habits. It's terrific, but they don't have the external supports. Here we have an entire community rallying around this. We've already got more than 60 schools. More than 2,500 students are already active with the devices. We hope to have more than 7,000 students who will ultimately be signed up for this. Those students are going to be comparing themselves to the other students within the classroom. The teachers have an incentive now. They may well build in lesson plans that allow kids to get up and move around the classroom a bit. Perhaps we're going to see a lot more activity at recess as the kids continue to compare themselves with one another. And because it's fun, because the incentive is really just about the physical activity, we're really expecting that this is a lot more durable than for the adults. Last thing is, as I said, it is an entire community. For example, the Y locally is giving every one of these fifth grade participants free membership to the Y, and their families get coupons so that family members can also accompany the kids. I mean, that's just a tremendous effort supported by the community, so everyone's witnessing that the community cares.
And these sensors aren't surgically implanted. I mean, do you take them off when you're off school property, or is it a 24/7 kind of a deal?
Well, it's a 24/7 kind of deal, but they're not implanted. No, we're not quite to that stage yet. No, these are fun little plastic wristbands that can be removed at will. They can certainly go into the shower or the bath or the swimming pool with a kid. But the real point here is that this is not just about the school. This is about making physical activity a real part of everyone's life 24/7.
It's Dr. Gary Goldbaum, health officer and director for the Snohomish County Health District, using sensors to track physical activity. Ben Weber, before we go, if this is a pilot, what's the next natural step, do you think?
Well, I think the next step is, as we was talking about, this whole social reinforcement is really critical for this technology to work and for these initiatives to work. And I think really the next step is not just looking at, you know, there's physical activity, but then there's also starting to be able to look at social interaction, trying to look at not just physical health, but mental health as well with these sort of sensors.
Ben Weber is CEO of Sociometric Solutions and author of People Analytics, How Social Sensing Technology Will Transform Business. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
And thanks to all the folks out in Snohomish County for helping. What about you? Do you use any digital tools to track your fitness? From Seattle, I use the Fitbit pedometer. I love it. I've lost 31 pounds in 6 months, partly because I keep track of my food and exercise. Little Rock, Arkansas, one of you says, I love the Runtastic app on my iPhone. Keeps me accountable, and I can brag about how many miles I've racked up jogging. That's a community interaction there. Give us your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE or send us a tweet at The Takeaway. Catch up on that conversation. Listen back to anything on the show. Check us out at thetakeaway.org. And thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by Al Jazeera America, presenting live up-to-the-minute coverage of the day's events at 8 and 11 p.m. Eastern, followed by the investigative series America Tonight. Channel information for Al Jazeera America available in local listings and at aljazeera.com. The Henry Luce Foundation, for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia. And the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable developments across the country.